All right, 33 minutes after 8, and you've got it on KHUM. Joining us via telephone from Portland, Oregon, although she's local and will be back in time for Arts Alive, it's Carla Baku. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Trying not to melt up here. I'm having a little bit of a heat wave. So.
Yeah, see, we got our heat wave followed you up there, but it's a little more intense out there in Portland.
Yes, I raised your Humboldt heat wave, and we'll see you the 95 degrees it's going to be today.
So. Yeah, it's a little bit warm. So yeah. you have a brand new book out. It is called Chasing Down the Moon. This is your first novel.
This is my first novel.
So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, being a local there, I was shocked when I was in my mid-30s and I first heard the story about the expulsion of the Chinese from mm-hmm. Eureka. I wasn't sure how I could possibly have gone to school all through, you know, from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Oh, dear. We seem to have been cut off. Well, hopefully she will call back right away. I will pause and stall. And Carla is back. Hopefully the connection will last this time.
We'll hope so.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. So basically, you were when we last spoke moments ago, you were talking about that you were surprised growing up that you never heard of the Chinese expulsion.
Right, exactly. It's because it's such a big thing, you know. We had a Chinatown in Eureka, and so I was always thinking about what was the expulsion like for, you know, everyday people. And I was rather haunted by this idea. So I finally got around to writing the novel. I was down having an adventure going to Stanford when I was 50 years old. Mm-hmm. And when you go to the creative writing department at Stanford and you say, you know, I think I'd like to write a novel, they say, okay.
So I
did. And this is it. The novel starts with a young woman named Ya Zhen. She's a Chinese woman who is sold at the age of 16 by her father and taken to San Francisco, where she's purchased as an indentured prostitute and brought to Eureka.
Is this based on a true story of someone, or is this basically historical fiction?
Ya Zhen is fictional, mm-hmm. and many of the people that who have a point of view in the novel are fictional people, but I do use actual historical persons that lived in Eureka at the time.
So this is under the category, I would say, of historical fiction, then.
Absolutely, okay. Historical fiction.
Excellent.
Yeah. So you know, we have this young woman in pretty awful circumstances, and they are not untrue, even though she's fictional. This was the life circumstance for a lot of young Chinese women in the era. And so she has a group of people that are working on a plan to help her, and that's when the city councilman, David Kendall, is shot by accident, and all hell breaks loose in Eureka. So the novel takes place during those few days when all that was going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how long did this book take to create from start to finish?
Well, I started writing it in 2008, mm-hmm. and I worked on it for a while, and then I was, you know, doing a lot of other things in my life at the time, so it went slowly. But I would say front to back, it probably took me a couple of years to write. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I had a lot of incredible help down at the Humboldt Historical Society and in the Humboldt Room at the Eureka Library. You know, we have a lot of great resources. So, it was doing the research part was really not too hard.
And it's probably a lot of fun, too.
It was a lot of fun. You know, they have these wonderful photographic archives, too. I had faces to some of the names, because I do write fictionally about City Councilman David Kendall and his family. And, you know, he's buried over at the Myrtle Grove Cemetery, which is just a little walk from my house. And I was always fascinated by the fact that his wife is also buried with him. She was so emotionally undone by his murder that 13 months after he died, she killed herself by ingesting poison.
Wow.
Which was, it's just such a sad story. So she's a character in the book as well, because she sort of haunted me too, her story.
So the title, Chasing Down the Moon, what does that refer to?
Right. Well, there are several places in the book that tie into this idea, but it starts with an old Chinese sort of a fairy tale about a man who he's out in a boat on the ocean, and he sees the full moon, and he thinks it's a pearl, and he rows and rows and rows thinking he's going to get this pearl and be rich, and he ends up lost at sea.
Hmm.
So, yeah, the moon kind of comes in a lot of different places throughout the book. But it's also the idea that you know, that we chase after things with certain intentions that really don't always have the best result.
So this I was checking, it's available on Amazon, which is kind of cool, and is going to be obviously locally at the Booklegger, where you're going to be signing, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be signing. I'm so excited. So Arts Alive, I'm going to, Jen and Nancy down at Booklegger have just been so wonderful. So from 6 to 9 on Saturday. And, you know, I'm also going to have everybody who purchases a copy will be entered into a drawing for a gift certificate to Booklegger as well.
Oh, that is very nice.
Yeah.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So has this been a good enough experience where you're thinking of maybe a second novel?
Yeah, I actually have a couple of things in the works. I'm taking kind of a big departure right now. I'm working on a post-apocalyptic book of my own. It's going to be a series, and I'm working on novel number one right now, and it's really fun.
Cool. So is this like in the sci-fi genre?
Yeah, it would be in the sci-fi post-apocalypse. You know, like, what the heck happened in the United States, and we have a world where over 90% of the population has died, and everybody else is trying to figure out how to make it. So,
interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All righty. But the current book right now is called Chasing Down the Moon, and it takes place here in Humboldt County.
Yes, it does.
All right. Fantastic. And you can get your own signed copy of it at the Booklegger during Arts Live this coming Saturday. And it sounds like an interesting place to start with the Chinese. What year was the Chinese expulsion?
It was 1885.
Okay.
And the thing is that it happened within 48 hours. Everybody was put on a boat and sent to San Francisco.
So amazing.
It was kind of an upheaval. And I wanted to let you know that I have two copies for any K-Home listeners. If they want to call in to win a free copy, I will have that copy available at the event, at the signing event for them.
Okay, well, fantastic. So so basically the first two people to call in, we'll get them a copy. How's that?
They will come see me down at Booklegger during Arts Live, and I'll have it for them.
All right, Carla. Well, the number, by the way, 786-KHUM. That's 786-5486. We'll take the first two callers, and you'll get a signed copy of this book. And thanks for talking to us this morning. And have a safe drive home.
Thank you for having me on. It was wonderful. Have a great day.
All right, and as I said, have a safe drive home. Take care.
Thanks, Cliff.
All righty.